I mentioned I've seen about 35 movies throughout the festival, and of course I cannot write a review of all of them, but I will write the review of the highlights. And to see that, the best thing is actually to follow my Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/stop.gimmeabeat. And once you actually like my page, you can read these reviews, but you can also get the information about every radio show just before, like on the day when they're happening and the topic that I'm covering. So since I mentioned that I have much more material from this Zurich Film Festival that I will play later on and adapt the schedule to the Swiss screening of the movie, this is really the best way to capture this. And of course, once the podcast is ready and out on all these different platforms, I actually inform you as well through the Facebook about this. I do also use Instagram, but unfortunately, it's difficult to write the longer reviews on Instagram and to add the links. So for the purposes of reviewing the movies or, you know, if I do music festivals for some lengthier posts, I still actually rely on a Facebook. So with this, now you know how never to miss any of the Gimme a Beat. I'm going to leave you with the rest of the interview and the music and tune in a little bit later again.
But to your question or what you said before, I think also that the film is really about Louis and about every reactions that he provokes in people around him with his diversity.
Yes.
And everyone try to control him, and the society try to control also the diversity. But if you are in this moment also with your diversity, but you are not in the group, it's a problem, because the big manipulation today is that nobody say you can't do that. Mm-hmm. In our society. But as the director of the school say, it's better for you if you choose another. Yes. Thing. And then this manipulation is something perverse. And he say it's better for you, and also because you need to act and with other people. You are not alone.
Exactly.
You cannot do what you want. And I think this mechanism, and it's also because, and she acted very well in this moment where she said, about what norms are you reading? Because you don't know what is now the play that you are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And in this moment, she's getting unsure, because she doesn't recognize where is the power now. What do you want from me? And this is the moment where bullying happens, that you don't know what fucking is going on.
Yes.
And you, because if you know the rules, and then it's clear. But here it's really strange. You don't know, you cannot recognize, and you are lost. And when you are lost, you are weak.
Yes. No, 100%. Yeah. But I think what is really interesting for me, when I left the cinema, I thought, I'm going to be like Louis. It just made me more determined to actually just be who I am.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is crazy. We are all, you know, manipulated in behaving a certain way in our setup.
Yes.
And I'm like, actually, I want to be like Louis.
Yeah.
This is how we should all be thinking, really.
Yeah.
Authentically being who.
Yeah.
We are. If we lose this authenticity across the people, there will be nothing. There.
Mm-hmm.
Will be no art. There will be no... Because if we are all behaving the same...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is the point almost of living? Because
yes.
the best things happen when you step out of your comfort zone and the comfort zone.
Yes.
Of the society.
Yes.
Lovely. Yeah.
Like, there's like a... It's like a quiet revolution that you can.
Yes.
Get from this movie, where you can conclude for yourself, like,
yes, yes,
how I want to live my life.
Yeah. When I conform, not to see in this moment, I have a need to conform, no, to belong, or I'm really in contact with myself, and then I say,
okay.
I go out because I don't have a problem to be out.
Thank you.
une soirée qui s'éternise. Minuit passé, il fait tout noir. Les gens s'ambiancent et je reste assise. Ça descend toutes les bouteilles. On me propose encore un verre. Je suis à l'eau depuis la veille. Je préfère aller prendre l'air. Et quand soudain, je l'aperçois. C'est le même refrain que la dernière fois. Il me regarde intensément. Je fuis ses yeux qui me dévorent. Puis il s'approche doucement. Et moi je laisse aller mon corps. Laisse-moi t'aimer. D'amour. Te le montrer. Au grand jour. J'aime ta peau douce. Quand tu m'en laisses le matin. Je ne veux que toi. Toi tu es. Je voudrais qu'on écrive la suite. 3 ans plus tard, on raconterait. Il faisait nuit, c'était l'été. Et puis on se disputerait pour savoir lequel en premier a dit à l'autre: tu me plais. On s'en fout des autres. Viens, on le fait. On va danser dans toutes les rues. On va chanter dans tous les bars. Demain, on s'en souviendra plus. Et puis après, ce sera trop tard. Laisse-moi t'aimer.
Your second movie,
yes.
Second feature movie. So what changed for you from the perspective? Was it easier now to do the second movie? Or, you know, was this now easier because you already knew your way or something? Or was it more difficult because of the story you wanted to tell? Like,
It's different. This is a little bit with the first child, the second child.
Okay.
I don't have the second child. I have only one. But I think this is you cannot imagine with what you have to challenge in the new film. Every time is different, and this time I thought it will be easier because we had more money, we had more structure. My first film was really independent. But there are other problems when we have money, where we have more. You have more structure. Then you have other problems. Then when you are free and you decide everything, you have not to say nobody that you decide the difference, you know. And you have to communicate more because you have a structure. You have a hierarchy also. And it's different in this way. No?
Okay.
I think the next time I wanted to mix the two possibility, mm-hmm. to have this freedom, and to have a little small team again as mm-hmm. the first time, but money. Also I hope the next film is a combination of these two elements.
Okay. So do you already have a topic, or do you
think? I have more topics. So at the moment I need, because when I am in a film, I am along with this topic,
mm-hmm.
and now I need to take some time, to take a pause, to reflect what is not urgent, what is important for me at the moment, and not to do something because now I have to do that, but because it's really important. And I have to choose between a different topic that are in my mind. Mm-hmm. Yes,
you need a bit of a time.
Yes, also to take inspiration, to check where I am now after this mm-hmm. this journey. Yes.
First movie was quite successful, you won some awards and so on.
Yes.
So what are the first reaction? Are you happy with how people are reacting to the movie?
I was really happy, because for me it's so nice when people are there, when audience are there, because are normal people that are there and are watching a film and not journalists. Sorry, not against
or
people from or production people or actors, people that are in our ambience, but people from outside, from another city, and it is so nice. It was so nice to see as people reacted. People laugh also, because you can also laugh in this film, and this for me is all the time very important. This irony. And it was really, really nice, really nice to speak with people, with the audience. It was really very reactive audience.
I'm Natalia. I'm a lead actress in the upcoming movie about Luis.
And I'm Lucia Chiarla. I am the director and the screenwriter of Es geht um Luis, about Luis.
And you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is, of course, DJ Baby Monster, and this is Radio Laura. I am tuning in just for the short message. I hope you're enjoying the interview with Lucia and Natalia and the music selected by them. I don't have any information when will this movie going to be back in the cinema, but I'm really hoping that you will have a chance to see it. If you happen to be somewhere where there is a festival, please check it out. The movie had a world premiere in a Zurich Film Festival, so right now it is starting its festival tour. It is going to be on a Rome festival and many other. So if it happens for you to see this movie on the festival, please go and check it out. I do believe this movie is so important because it covers such an interesting topic, relevant for anyone living in today's society. So with this, I'm going to continue with a little bit more of an interview and some more great music. But at this moment of time, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Even if I'm leaving you with a few more material, you were listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is DJ Baby Monster. This is Radio Laura. I'm wishing you good night and until the next time.
I know you have quite a lot of experience in, you know, you're not a newcomer. So I think from that perspective, I think it's easy for you to get in characters and so on. But what was the challenging thing for you in doing this? I mean, chemistry worked. We are happy about that. But yeah.
So what I've found really moving in the Constanze's character is that she has so many different little moments. She's not the same person as we are. I don't know how you feel, but I feel every moment as if I were another person.
We are all complex personalities. Yeah. Also, we are different people with different people, if that makes sense.
Exactly, exactly. And this is was so interesting to find out, how is she reacting towards Jens? How is she reacting towards the son? How is she reacting towards from the school, the head of school, and towards her boss at work? And I think this was like the nice journey we went down that road with Lucia to figure out who could that person be. And what I really liked about it is that she is polarizing herself. She's not always the perfect mother who has her child in her head. She wants to fit in too. She's in a really complex situation, though she doesn't have a job that is permanent. She's always in this kind of German, we say Hamsterrad, in this process of working and working and producing just to be seen, just to get that job, that position, that whatever. And I think this is what you said about this neoliberalism system, that you are never enough in any way. And this is what I found so interesting. And Max and I went to my acting coach, that is somebody from Berlin, who has a really interesting take on working with actors. I can tell you, it's not about the head, it's more about some kind of feeling in your body. You think about the body as a system that tells you everything what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's interesting.
It's really interesting because it's most things happen before you say something that happened before in your body. And this is what we tried to figure out with this. He has a special technique, it's called source tuning. And this was so helpful because if you start to be on camera in a relationship and you have never met that person in real life before, and you should play a couple that is like together for 100 years, how do you get that dynamics? Mm-hmm. Chemistry is one thing, but the other thing is how do you move in a room, how do you move in that taxi? And this is what we found out. And we had a really intense preparation, and it was really great because when we started shooting, we didn't need like 2 or 3 days to find the characters. We were in character, and
this is really a good point. I think that's why you feel so real, to your point, because it's like you can see that there is a couple. Like, you just know that this is the couple. Like, you don't know why, but now I understand also why. And you know, because it's in such a small space, everything matters. Thank you for sharing this.
And what I really liked with acting with Max, or playing with Max, or being in that situation with Max, is that he has a interest in going down in this, to go into to the dark places together, to see, I think you have to see the dark places to see the light places.
Yep. Yeah.
And this is what I really like about the dynamic and the story.
But dark places are also places where you usually build the deepness of the relationship.
Exactly.
Right? It's kind of like that's where you know if somebody stays together or not.
It was also a very, because they worked a day with this coach.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because we decided to do that because we had this intimacy scene, this sex scene. And it was also a very good solution to put it together, that to start not, okay, we have someone on set, but we try to do before.
Yes.
That they have a day with this person and that they speak about body and that they find their way to be together, to have this scene, because it was the start, the moment, the reason because we did this choice. And for me it was the best one because I was sure they can find in this way something special.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you decided how can you how what do you want to give the other, and what do you want to show the other, how can you touch mm-hmm. the other.
Yes.
And then it was a very good, I think, a very good solution for us, because
I really like the sex scene because it has this awkwardness of, it doesn't have the hotness of the first moment. It's two persons see each other, and then it's more like a couple having, like, I don't know, the 150,000th time of their lives sex, and they are in the situation where everything is like, they try to have the intimacy, they somehow have it, somehow there is this love, but still it is really uncomfortable in that car.
But it's also grounding. It's kind of the point of the movie where you actually understand, like, there is this connection, they will be fine because they have this connection. It felt like they were almost falling apart, and then it kind of brought them back together. Yeah. You know, it was a really good moment in the right time in the movie to bring that.
Also to show how difficult it is to find other again. Also to find the confidence, and also to find this confidence in the car. Because it's not so easy when you are 20 perhaps, but when you are 30 and you know you have to work after, it's like this comic that I love, you know, this moment's very difficult, okay, take your leg here, not wait a moment, start in this way. It's something that it's in this way they took time to go to find themselves again, and for me it was important, like, okay, we have sex, but how? It happens again, how you allow the other to come near again. And but it was also this work, I think we worked so well together, because it was all the time to take time to speak about the scene.
Yes.
And also it was also the reason of a lot of conflict in the team, because we took our time to speak about speak about what it's happened here in this scene, what we need, what you need, what you are really, you understand the process. And for me it was really important, when the actors understand what he has to do, then it seems fine.
Yes.
The problem is if you come and said, okay, do that, this scene and play. And for me, it was also the most important moment when they come on set and they said, I'm not sure. And it's, for me, it's important to understand why you are not sure in this moment. Because if you are not sure, the scene doesn't work.
Yeah.
Then please, because perhaps we talked about the scene the day before, but when you are on set, and you are there, and you are the light, and you are the position, and you feel, as an actor, you feel the scene. You have another approach to the scene that is different from someone that put the lights or the...